Grace to you and peace from our God and Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, dear friends, this Lenten season we have been going through our Lord's Prayer. Tonight we come to perhaps the shortest petition in the prayer, and that is, give us this day our daily bread. You might wonder, well, Pastor, how can you talk for 15 or 20 minutes about that? Yeah, dear friends, we've kind of noticed as we're going through the Lord's Prayer that many of the petitions are perhaps not something that we would expect. No, God's name certainly is holy. Why do we say in the prayer, "Hallowed be thy name"? We fully expect that God's will be done, but we pray, "Thy will be done on earth just as it is in heaven." Throughout the series, we have seen that there something is kind of amiss, isn't it? And of course, that something is we live in a sinful world. We live in a place where God's will is not always done. We live in a world where it's not automatic that we will receive daily bread. Now, certainly here in the United States, where we experience God's many blessings, it's perhaps hard to imagine going without food. Many of us, we have to rack our memories and say, oh, yeah, you know, oh, there was that time, and, you know, Dad lost his job, and maybe we had to eat peanut butter sandwiches. Or we were getting to the end of the month, and money was kind of short, and so we had chicken noodle soup instead of steak or something like that. And, you know, for us, as we consider once again tonight to be in the world's top 20% of the wealthiest people. I preached on this before. You maybe remember what is the qualification? You have a roof over your head. You have a refrigerator to keep your food in. If you have a roof over your head, if you're going home to a house that has a refrigerator where you can store your food, you are in the world's top 20% of wealthy people. And so it's maybe hard for us to understand what it is really like to go without, what it is to have that kind of a need. We're maybe used to thinking about, you know, if I don't have a $60,000 car, I'm poor. Right? No, you have a roof over your head, have a refrigerator to store your food. Right? You're up there. Our Lord and Savior, He was speaking in a place, in a time where people experience lack everywhere. There were trials, there were difficulties. And the most basic thing that you and I can have is simply bread, isn't it? Many people longed to have some bread. If I can just get a little bit of bread today, then I will be happy. And so our Lord comes and He says, guess what? You need to pray for these daily needs. They're not going to be automatic. Again, maybe we have that little bit of sense of entitlement, don't we? If somehow I didn't get my daily bread today, right? Who would I blame? The government. Right? Is that fault? Why did the store not have the bread that I like? Couldn't get my favorite bread today. We would have all of these things that we would go through, all of these complaints that we would make. But the Lord reminds us once again, right, that it's not gonna be automatic. We're not automatically entitled to have a daily bread just because we exist. Right? What do we need to do? We need to be able to ask God every single day. Lord, give me today my daily bread. And then furthermore, you know, taking that an extra step, right, the daily bread perhaps, you know, represents our daily needs, doesn't it? Not only that I would have daily bread, but I would have the things I need to make it through today. And so in a sense, that also is what we're praying for, isn't it? What is it I need today? You know, can I have those supplies? You say, well, what do I really need? Well, maybe I need to be able to get to work in the morning, right? And for that to happen, my car maybe needs to start. And so I'm praying in the prayer, Lord, give me my daily bread, but maybe I'm thinking to myself, and let my car start today. It needs to be able to get me there, right? Maybe I'm also asking, you know, let my boss be in a good mood today. Because if my boss is in a bad mood, you know, people are kind of hiding behind their desks and they're, you know, not so friendly and they're kind of wanting to get out of there as soon as they can. And so maybe I'm asking, Lord, you know, let my boss be in that good mood. Maybe I'm asking, you know, let things go smoothly for me today. Things maybe aren't running that smooth. Maybe you're having one of those weeks where, you know, difficulties are piling up. And so we have in that a prayer, you know, Lord, let me have what I need today. We take so many things for granted, don't we? You know, thinking in the morning, certainly I'm going to be able to get up out of bed and walk across the room. I remember one day I was a little bit tired getting up to go drive the bus early in the morning, and my little toe caught on the corner of, you know, where the walls kind of joined together, right? You know, that the little toenail, you know, catches on that little corner, and man, that would have been a day to record me to see if I really keep the Lord's commandments. That hurt. It's surprising how hurtful your little toe can get. And so that's kind of what we're praying for. It's nothing, you know, super huge. We're simply praying that the Lord would take care of me today. Right? He'll help me walk across the room just like I always have. Not going to catch my little toe on the corner of the wall. Right? He's going to help my car to start so I can get where I need to go. He's going to help me with my daily needs. And of course, that is what we need, isn't it? Our Lord and Savior, He told it like it is. He said, in this world you will have trouble. Right? In this world, you're going to have days when your boss is kind of cranky. You want to hide from him, maybe. And yeah, in this world, you're going to have days when you go to start your car, it didn't start. No matter if it was even that new $60,000 pickup truck, somehow it just didn't work that day. Right? You did your best to perform the maintenance. You did your best to do all the safety checks. You're doing your best to make sure things will go smoothly, and they just didn't. There's difficulty. There's anger. I can't quite manage what I normally do. Why is that? I'm just having a bad day. What do I really need? I need the Lord God to come and look into my life once again and say, you know, here you go. I'll help you with even the most simple things. And frankly, you know, sometimes we, for whatever reason, we don't pray for the simple things, do we? Have you ever heard somebody say, oh, God is so busy? Right? Oh, God is so busy with all the things that he's doing and managing the universe and handling everybody's, you know, major prayers. I certainly wouldn't want to, you know, waste his time. Okay, so yeah, we're trying to be considerate of God, or, you know, whatever it is that we have in our mind that we're thinking to ourselves. But God comes in our prayer tonight and he says, guess what? I even care about your daily bread. The Bible tells us that, you know, God watches even the little birds hopping upon the ground. And then it goes on to say, how much more does he care for you? He cares about that little bird out there just hopping on the ground. And how much more important are you, for whom he sent his son to die upon the cross? A lot more important, right, than just that little bird. And so God comes and he says, hey, I am here for you. I even care enough that I will give you a simple thing like daily bread. That's how much he cares. And, you know, frankly, he's never too busy, is he? You know, my wife and I, we raised four boys, and, you know, many of them were active in sports, and I can remember times when I would say, well, you know, I'm going to, you know, so-and-so's game, and my wife would say, oh, okay, I'm going to go to so-and-so's game, and, you know, maybe the third son in that, you know, series got left out. You know, he just had to play the sport, and nobody came, right? Because, well, I can only be one place, and my wife can only be one place, and you know, so we're going here and there, and guess what? God isn't like that, is he? He's never too busy, right? He's never too tired. He doesn't have to, you know, spend a 20 minutes reading his newspaper at the end of the day in order to unwind. You know, maybe some of you had, you know, dads, stepdads like that, right? You know, dad's home, but don't disturb him. You know, he's got to spend his time reading his paper. No, God is always there. He's always present. He always cares. He's never too busy. He's never too tired. And he comes to us tonight especially, and he says, I even care about that little slice of bread you're going to eat today. And I want you to ask of me that I will give it to you, that I will provide it. And if God cares that much about just one little slice of bread that you and I will eat today, how much more does he care about the big details? Behold, the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Plans to prosper you. Plans for your good. That's what we want to hear tonight, isn't it? That God loved us so much that he sent his one and only Son into this world to make it so that for the most part, yeah, we can have good things. We might still have those occasional days when, you know, I hit my little toe on the corner of the wall. You know, the car didn't start and I was late to work and the boss was mad and everything kind of started to snowball for me. But the Lord God says He loves me. And He's got some good plans for me. And if I will but return to Him in prayer, if I will but ask for that most basic of needs, my daily bread, He will surely provide it. And so much more. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be in your hearts and minds now and always. Amen.